This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The state is releasing historical details about a campaign to erase indigenous cultures at federally funded schools. CPR's Rachel Estabrook says one institution was near Durango.
The land later became the original site of Fort Lewis College. Today, the college is a leader in serving indigenous students. Fort Lewis College's Vice President for Diversity Affairs, Heather Schotten, says the state's investigation helps them on the path to healing and reconciliation.
This is long overdue, but it's always the right time to begin healing. We have the opportunity to shape and reshape what an institution of higher education can do, how it can be responsible to Indigenous students.
Governor Jared Polis visited the century-old boarding school site this week and met with tribal leaders. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
Colorado Republican Ken Buck voted to oust Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker today. It was a history-making vote, the first time a speaker lost the gavel through a motion to vacate. Still, Buck says he wasn't surprised by the outcome.
I think the House has been dysfunctional for 9 months. I think we get a new speaker, and I think we move forward in unison.
Buck, who had supported McCarthy in January, said there were two people he'd never vote for as speaker, McCarthy and himself. All of Colorado's Democratic representatives voted to remove McCarthy, while Colorado's other two Republicans, Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn, voted to let McCarthy keep the gavel. In Denver, cooler weather continues. Expect highs in the 60s through Friday. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.